We're here on Jaguars.com visiting with the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mr. Shad Khan, is with us. Shad, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
My privilege.
Give us a progress report on the football side, between the lines. You've had a chance to go out to a few OTA practices, minicamp. What do you see? What do you like here?
I really like Gus and Dave and really the team they've put together. And on the personnel side, obviously, under Dave and Gus with the coaches. I got to see what they were doing. I really had the opportunity to go to some of the team meetings with the coaches, really meet the coaches, how they think, and what the progress is moving forward. So, I'm really, really excited. I can't wait.
You're a year and a half in now. Are you comfortable as an NFL owner yet? Or is there ever a comfort level?
I think, frankly, anytime you're comfortable in any situation, complacency sets in. So for me, I think, yes, you feel you're in a good place, but you cannot get too comfortable. We always want to be improving the game day experience for the fans, and obviously you want to win on the field.
Thanks for coming out.
Is it difficult to balance time between your business ideas and the actual team? Have you found a balance between the two?
I think the balance is good people. You got to have good people everywhere. Other businesses, non-football, and obviously I think in football, we probably have the best leadership, and Mark, president, obviously Gus is head coach, and Dave is general manager. So very bright, very engaged, very dedicated team, doing a great job.
It sounds like you're pretty happy with their progress so
absolutely.
Far, right?
Absolutely. I think I'm a Jaguars fan, and anybody out there who's a Jaguars fan really ought to take pride in the leadership we have.
Shad, let's talk a little bit about London now. Do you have a history in London on the business side? Do you have any past events that draw you to London?
Well, I've been to London, obviously. It's a global capital. And when I say capital, I'm talking about a banking center, business center, shipping center. So, where I was born, Pakistan was part of the Commonwealth, which obviously Britain was the star of that. I've had quite a bit of history with London, visiting there, being there, obviously loving it.
Right. You've committed for a game a year for the next 4 years. That gives the team the ability to sell the market before and get some returns on that investment, right? Is there any return so far, or is it too early to tell?
I think there are returns, and I think what we are seeing is a really good sign. I think the game we've had over there is sold out, obviously. That's very encouraging. I think Mark had made a point earlier this year, we had a press conference, that we are really at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to sponsorship, some of the commercial aspects. Jacksonville is a smaller community. We recognize that. And you need a corporate base today to support a team. And this is really kind of helping us be able to come up with the sponsors out of London who are going to support the Jacksonville Jaguars because of our presence in London.
Shad, there might be a few fans that are concerned about the future of the team because of this commitment. How do you calm somebody's fears that just say the Jaguars are going to be in Jacksonville?
Well,
how do you do that?
I think, this is, you've got to look at it rationally. The higher revenue teams are the ones that are going to have more success long term. This is a way for us really to generate higher revenue. I think the other way is just to come, relax, buy a ticket to London to go if you want to see every game. Do that. Even though it's sold out, we'll make sure you get tickets.